Film Session brought to you by NFL Game Rewind. Watch every game online, on demand, and commercial free, now including Coach's Film.
Welcome back to Bills All Access, and it's time now for our film session brought to you by NFL Game Rewind. And this week in our session, we're going to look at the Buffalo Bills' use of their running backs, C.J. Spiller and Freddie Jackson, in the passing game against the Tennessee Titans.
That's right, Steve. I mean, you look at the two games out on the West Coast prior to this Tennessee game, and they had trouble finding rhythm in the passing game. So they turned to the screen game using C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson. They caught 14 balls in this game against the Titans, good for more than half the completions by Ryan Fitzpatrick in this game. And we begin film session this week from the first series in that game.
With C.J. Spiller lined up in the backfield, the screen game is all about timing. As Spiller catches the pass from Fitzpatrick, Andy LaVitre and Eric Wood released downfield, providing interference that turns a third and 10 into a first and goal. On our next play, Freddie Jackson in the backfield. It's a play-action pass, and he ends up with both guards and the center out in front of him. Once again, the timing is perfect. Freddie Jackson has time to catch the football, let the first block take place, and proceed down the field for a big game.
And here are two plays with Jackson and Spiller on the field at the same time.
This next play is one that the Bills can run that a lot of teams cannot. Two running backs in the game that are both a threat in the run or the pass. C.J. Spiller releases to the flat, draws the linebacker away from the center of the football field. That leaves Freddie Jackson all alone with the offensive line against a depleted front seven for the Titans, and it's a walk-in touchdown. Once again, a play that really causes problems for defenses in their matchup. As C.J. Spiller breaks the backfield, goes out, lines up wide, it's a quick screen to the wide side of the field with two defenders and two receivers to block for. That leaves C.J. Spiller a lot of room with only one safety to beat for the first down.
In addition to the screen, Buffalo found other ways to use the backs in the passing game.
It's not just for big plays that use running backs in the screen game. Here on a third and short yardage play, Fitzpatrick on a play action to Spiller hits him on a bootleg flat route that turns a third and one into a first down. Just one more way that you can use running backs, not just for big plays in the passing game, but also in short yardage situations. On this next play, third and five, Freddie Jackson stays in the backfield and then chips the defensive end. When he stays in to pass protect, the defense forgets about him. That gives him space after the reception to pick up the first down.
Well, Steve, it would look as though the Bills have a chance to continue some of that screen game success against the Houston Texans.
Well, in the seven games the Houston Texans have played this year, they've only given up 20 receptions to running backs from their opponents all year, but five of those were in their last game to Ray Rice against the Baltimore Ravens. Chris, thanks for being here with us this week, and when we come back to Bills All Access, we're going to show you how a playground was built for a Buffalo elementary school in just one day. Stay with us.
The Fact of the Week is brought to you by Snapple, made from the best stuff on earth. Since bye weeks were introduced in 1990, the Bills have a 15-8 record in games following the open date.